Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Dr. Hockey Podcast.
Welcome to the Dr. Hockey Podcast. I am on with Jason Berkley by Zoom. Jason and I are both sitting in our respective offices preparing for the day, but we've got to talk about what's going on with Tom Wilson. Jason, how you doing?
I guess better than Panarin.
You got body slammed.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it kind of crosses the line over into, WWE. You know, it's almost like your WrestleMania at a certain point.
On that note, I thought that was pretty amazing how strong Tom Wilson is. The guy is a beast.
Yeah, well, okay, but in all fairness, if the other guy he's going after, whether it's Panera or anybody else, isn't expecting it, and they're maybe at a funny, angle, you're not that much stronger. You're much more aggressive to the point of felonious assault. And you have the person at a disadvantage in that sense. They're not expecting it.
Right.
You know, I think it'd be different if you were in an MMA, octagon or something like that, where the other guy's ready for it. So, but nevertheless, I'm sorry, but this is not a hockey play. It's, yeah, there's a scrum, whatever, but it goes well beyond what is reasonable in the sport.
So for our listeners, what happened was in the Rangers-Caps game, it was on Monday? Yeah, it was on Monday. So it was on May 3rd. By the way, happy Cinco de Mayo to you. On May 3rd, and what happened, there was some sort of like play in front of the net, in front of the Washington net, and Buznevich was on the ground. Tom Wilson decided to basically punch him in the back of the head. And while he was down, on the ground, his stick was stuck under him. I think his arm was stuck under him. So his face was essentially against the ice. And he gave him a couple of really good shots to the back of the head. And Tom Wilson's a bull. He's a strong dude. Incidentally, since Ovechkin's been out, they've made him the assistant captain of the Washington Capitals. And he cheap shots Buznevich while he's on the ground, and Artemi Panarin took exception to that.
Right.
And then Panarin wound up getting essentially spun over the head of Tom Wilson and slammed to the ice. So it was just – I agree. And the NHL did not penalize Tom Wilson for this at all. What did they give him, like a $5,000 fine or something?
Yeah, Department of Player Safety – George Parros felt that for a repeat offender. Now, I got to put a little bit of a brief list here. Bear in mind that Tom Wilson's 27 years old.
Yeah.
It's not like he's in his mid to late 30s where he's been around for years causing havoc. But basically, he's been suspended before. He had a hit on Braden Schenn. He's in preseason games in 2017, he got suspended for four games for boarding a guy on the Blues. There was also apparently a bunch of different issues that happened in the 2018 Cup Final run where he's, had a lot of questionable hits. He avoided suspension for Dumoulin when he hit Dumoulin. So in other words, this is a guy with a track record of just really just not being in control of himself.
No, he's not. That's obvious.
And to give a $5,000 fine, which for some of these guys is nothing, for a multiple repeat offender, is not going to do anything to clean up the game. And again, people are going to sit back home and say, oh, yeah, you're being a wuss. It's old-time hockey. I'm sorry. This stuff doesn't happen on the ice. If you want to talk about old-time hockey, fine, come at me with that. I'm going to throw out to you a name like Bob Probert. Because a guy like Tom Wilson isn't going to pull this garbage if Bob Probert is circling the ice and waiting for Wilson to do something before he gets the crap knocked out of him.
Right.
Okay. So you put an enforcer, a skilled enforcer guy on the ice, you know, a McSorley, a guy like that is not going to allow this stuff to happen to one of their players.
No.
You know, the fact that I don't believe in this, fine. But then I'll come at you with the fact that we need an enforcer out there. And, you know, that's that. This is just ridiculous.
Well, and the thing is that the enforcers have basically gone away because the league has controlled a lot of this stuff. And, you know, maybe they're seeing an opportunity to bring some of it back. Maybe they don't like that the league's gotten too sterile that way. And
well, I mean, this is the same kind of hits are happening. I remember Ribeiro was very famous for giving these cheap shots with his shoulder or elbows, and nothing was ever happening.
Yeah,
but the interesting thing is, but the interesting thing about this incident with Tom Wilson is that you rarely ever see an official statement being made, whether it's by a player in writing or a team especially, but the Rangers issued an official statement in essence claiming that the Department of Player Safety, in particular George Parros, are basically inept and unable to complete their job and untrustworthy.
Yeah, it's a big statement. I don't know how they can't understand that hit that having, you know, he's face down on the ice, trapped, and then somebody's going to punch him in the back of the head. That is a very vulnerable spot.
Now, back up a second. Now, do you remember the link I texted you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sidney Crosby did the exact same thing.
Well, Sidney had a little bit of a different issue. I watched that whole thing, and Konechny definitely instigated a series with Crosby. I mean, Konechny had him
totally wrapped under. They were tangled up.
He was chin to chest. He was trapped under Konechny, and Konechny squeezed down to put Crosby's face into the ice. That was a very intentional, and I'm sure Crosby, and then his helmet pops off, and he's getting hit on the ice. I would have beat the crap out of Konechny. I'm surprised Crosby didn't get up and start, you know, drop the gloves and start beating the shit out of him. That's what should have happened. But Crosby, of course, just like gave him a pop and skated away. But
it wasn't a pop. Come on. It wasn't a pop and skated away.
He did.
He gave him repeated face wash in the ice like what we saw.
Yeah, he deserved it. I mean, Konechny wanted to hurt Crosby because if he could hurt him, he can get him out of the playoffs. You know, Crosby has concussions, like severe concussions. So
I
think they're two different incidents. I think Wilson standing over, you know, Buznevich with an opportunity to just try to take him out of the game. Because, I mean, if you hit him hard enough in the back of the head, you could get, you know, a fracture of his, you know, spinous processes. You could do things that are going to put him out for the season pretty easily.
Well, not just that, but not just a potential fracture. I mean, you're talking about a very sensitive area of the brain in particular.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before, what happens in a concussion, you can get what's called a coup or a contra coup brain injury, where the brain, remember, it's just basically a giant, you know, jello, you know, a bunch of jello sitting inside of a container surrounded by fluid. And what happens is that when the head hits that kind of force, it can actually bruise in the front or even in the back, depending it. And you're talking about a major problem here. So this is not to be taken lightly. But $5,000 fine for a non-hockey player, some guy just going crazy on the ice, I think is just inappropriate. The guy should have been suspended for at least minimum of 10 games. And, you know, this is just beyond ridiculous. And I agree with the Rangers. 100% agree with them, you know.
They definitely, I mean, I'm sure.
George Parros has no business being into player safety at this point.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that, you know, Tom Wilson needs to be looking over his shoulder the whole game.
Well, they're playing tonight.
I know.
You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, this could be, you know, the Syracuse Bulldogs versus the Charlestown Chiefs.
I mean, the problem is the Rangers, as far as I can tell, don't have somebody that's up to the task of Tom Wilson.
Which they can't answer, right, because they don't have that's not what the game is designed for. And you get a guy like Tom Wilson out there, and there's no one to police him.
No, there isn't.
I told you that the Rangers should sign Joe Koser to a one-day contract for tonight.
Totally. 100%.
Joey's still got it.
Yeah, you bet. But I'll tell you, it is interesting because they had Lemieux. What's his name? Brandon Lemieux? Is that he went to the Kings. And if anybody was an enforcer on the ice for the Rangers, that was it. And so they traded him to the Kings. And, I think Brandon Lemieux like broke Josh Manson's face.
Well, I mean, another guy you kind of want on your team, frankly, is a DeLaurier.
Oh,
yeah. But you know, the Ducks traded him recently, but he's the kind of guy you want out there to protect your guys.
I thought DeLaurier is still with the Ducks now.
I could have sworn he got traded. Let me double check that.
I don't watch too much now because it's kind of hard to watch. But I think he's still there. He was playing pretty well too. He's got he's not one of the top goal scorers, but he's got I think six.
Oh, he's still with the Ducks. For some reason, I thought he got traded. I'm sorry, I take that back. I thought he got traded.
No, he's a scrapper.
He's a scrapper. He's the kind of guy, and again, he's not a bad player at all. I mean, he's not like you're just a goon, but I mean, he's the kind of guy. I mean, he likes to start trouble, get under your skin.
Yeah, and they had Kevin Bieksa used to serve that role too. I mean, Bieksa was a one punch fight kind of guy, so he was useful to have around. There aren't too many of these guys anymore. Ryan Reeves. I mean, if it was Reeves and Wilson, I would say that'd be a fair matchup. But I mean, even a lot of the big guys are not scrappers. They don't fight. They're not focused on that. They're focused on playing defense and putting pucks in the net. It's not a skill that's really high on the list of priorities for these teams.
Well, so we pretty much got the playoffs, or at least the seeding. The playoff slots set. There's still a couple of games to go. And
hang on one sec. Do you hear that?
Fire alarm?
That's my Pronox machine. It all of a sudden just started like whistling.
So right now we have our four teams from each division that are going to be going to the playoffs. So far in the Central, we have confirmed in starting at the top seed, Carolina, Florida, Tampa Bay Lightning. Now the fourth spot is kind of a bit up for grabs because Dallas has a couple games in hand. Right now it's Nashville at 60 points, but Dallas is right behind them at 56, so they can't say that Nashville's clinched yet. Right. And I think it's pretty much impossible for Chicago to get in there at 50 points because I don't think they have enough games, and I think they're going to be out of it. So it's basically between Nashville and Dallas for that last spot. In the North, you have Toronto, obviously, and Edmonton.
Yep.
The next two slots are pretty much sealed up, even though I guess Calgary could – I guess some weird thing could happen. And, they, Montreal, Winnipeg not win another game. And Calgary has six games left. And I suppose they could potentially pull ahead if neither team wins a game the rest of the season. But it's not going to happen.
No,
it's between Winnipeg and Montreal, whoever's third going to be third and fourth.
Yeah, I agree. And there, Edmonton could still flop with Toronto, but it'd be hard to see.
I think it's going to be, Winnipeg, Montreal in the third or fourth slot.
Yeah.
East, you got Pittsburgh, Washington, Boston, and the Islanders. It's all sealed up there.
Well,
and in the West.
One big issue there, though, Jason, is that for Pittsburgh, if Pittsburgh gets home ice advantage, their goal differential – at home, it's plus 34. Their goal differential on the road, minus 5. So for them, home ice advantage. That's a big deal.
And in the West, you have Vegas, Colorado, Minnesota. And that last slot is not quite sealed up yet because St. Louis is sitting there at 55 points. Arizona is sitting there at 50 points. So basically, Arizona would have to win the last three games of the season for them, and St. Louis would have to lose every game. and they have six more games left. So that's probably not going to happen. Yeah. So it's going to probably end up being St. Louis as the fourth seed, and that's going to be it. Now, the big question is going to be, and again, I don't know if this has been answered yet, what's going to happen with the teams from the Canada coming over to play in the playoffs after that first round?
They'll all get vaccinated, tested, and then they'll quarantine. They'll do all
that. It's not that. It's the fact of traveling back and forth that it's not being allowed over the border right now. I had read somewhere that they're considering relocating the Canadian teams that come out of that first round thing to play here. Like for example, if it was Toronto, play in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll bubble them, you know, one or the other.
Yeah, because they can't. They can't go back and forth over the border.
No. I mean, for sure. I mean, the big issue is that Canada is like COVID out of control right now.
Well, it's the biggest reason, again, I don't want to get into specifics of that government-wise, but they weren't really involved in the development of the vaccine, and they are relying on buying them, and they kind of got to the whole game late with the vaccines.
Right.
That's the problem. So if they're going to vaccinate all the hockey players, make sure they're vaccinated, they should have done it already.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
or at least do it now, and then, you know. But anyway, so that's the scoop. We'll see what happens. We'll see how they seed it. We'll see what's the final couple slots, and we'll go from there.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm pretty excited for the playoffs. I got to say, you know, I'm pretty pumped that somehow the Penguins are where they are for this year, because it, you know,
it's impressive.
It didn't look that way, you know.
No, it's impressive. It is impressive to be in that top slot like that with a team that, you know, had faltered at one point and just did, you know, there was some injuries and the whole thing. So yeah, I mean, it is an impressive feat for them to be in that, and they're not just falling into the playoffs. They're actually, you know, playing well.
Now they have some key personnel that have really risen. I mean, if you look at like Brian Rust and Jason Zucker, and then they trade for Jeff Carter to get the faceoffs handled, and now all of a sudden Malkin comes back. I mean, there are other young players who are doing really well, and they've got the D, and Jari's putting up the numbers, and same with Casey DeSmith for goaltending. I mean, you got to have the goaltending, right? You cannot go anywhere in the playoffs without the goaltending.
That's true.
So that's really the bottom line. And, you know, same with if you look at those teams in the East, Pittsburgh, Washington, Boston, and the Islanders, the goaltending is solid. There are no holes in those respects for any of those teams. So it's going to be a bloodbath, I think, in the first round in the East. You know, a little less so in the West. I mean, the West, I think the Golden Knights in Colorado, but I'm not going to count out Minnesota, man. They have come from nowhere. Like we were correct to be wild about the Wild. I mean, they're really unbelievable.
Yeah, no, and we talked about them recently, and you know, listen, best of luck to them. I mean, I think they kind of gotten their act together. Maybe that trade and have, you know, for Suter, or not trade, but the big pickup with Suter and Parise will pay off for them at some point. I mean, it was that was pretty crazy around that time, and it really hasn't paid off for them.
Well, one thing I can tell you is that I think Colorado has a hell of a time with Minnesota. I don't think that they've been successful against them in their eight games or whatever. I think it's been all Minnesota.
So my mindset, maybe not my mindset, is for July 23rd and 24th, that's the draft. That's when the draft is scheduled. I mean, the lottery, I don't know when the lottery's coming up. I think I heard it's in June. But there's going to be some changes, hopefully. They're going to be reduced from three drawings to two, and they're going to be a little bit different than before.
Well, let's
hope. Do you want to hear what the changes that we made for the draft lottery?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this is going to be for 2022, I believe. Well, we'll go through it in our time. Let's wait till after the playoffs, because there's a whole bunch of changes that are going to be made from before. But basically, they're going to make it so that you can't win the lottery more than twice in a 5-year period, which should have already happened before.
Right.
But anyway, it doesn't matter at this point. I just want to see what two first-round picks we're going to get. That's where my mind is. I don't care about the playoffs. I'm just concerned about what spot we're going to get in the next lottery. We're going to get screwed again.
Don't worry. I think you got Stevie Y. He'll make some moves. He made some good –
I know.
Jacob Verana.
That's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the order we get.
I know.
But I will say this is 1 year. The Wings did not have the worst goal differential in the league, at least right now with two or three games left.
That's right.
Only at minus 46. The Blue Jackets are at minus 50.
The Ducks have to be close.
The Devils are at minus 44, so they're close. The Ducks are at minus 52, but the league leader in the minus department is the Buffalo Sabres, minus 56.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good for your Red Wings, man.
Got that going for us. Yeah, got that going for us.
Which is nice.
Yes.
Well, I will I'll be interested to see what happens here. Let's see what happens tonight in New York with Washington and Tom Wilson. And, you know, we'll come back around and pick it up as the playoffs evolve.
And by the way, just as a separate note, I want to stress, Jay, you and I are doctors. We do this for fun. We like talking about hockey. And we enjoy this because it's a passion of ours. It's something that you and I talked about, you know, with 13, 14 years ago when I first met you and you were had your Penguins thing up, and I knew I was in trouble at that point in your office. But we're doing this for fun. We're not media guys. We're not here as whatever. But we appreciate people listening. We appreciate anybody that takes the time to listen to our podcast. But frankly, guys, I would appreciate if you don't send things to my house. Okay? Don't be creepy people and go searching for my address online and sending stuff to my house. If you feel the need to send something hockey related, my office is listed. Your office is listed, Jay. That's a reasonable thing. If you have to send something that's hockey related, although we prefer you don't, but don't go hunting for my home address and sending me stuff in the mail like that. That just goes beyond anything that's reasonable or appropriate. You know, enough's enough with that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'll leave it at that.
You want to share with us?
What was that?
You want to share what you got in the mail?
Some guy sent a package of, I don't know what it was, some hockey information, but he did it in a way that was basically mail fraud, where he typed up an address label. Somehow I got my home address, typed up an address label as if I'm sending him something, put his return address in the sender's portion of it, put it in the mail with no postage, so it gets returned to my house and sent it to me. I'm like, what is this garbage?
I think that's genius.
I don't know this person. I don't know what it is. We've both gotten some crazy letters in the mail. People, we're doing this for fun. We're doctors. We're having fun with this. Leave it at that. Don't send us anything. How about that? I don't want anything.
If your back hurts, we'll see Jason. If you need a nose job, I'm happy to help.
Right. That should be the end of it right there.
Well, in that case, I will definitely take us out on that note, Jason. So this is the Dr. Hockey Podcast coming to you with your prescription to the NHL.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Hockey. Check out new episodes every Thursday and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com.